Greetings, I'm Bill Kleitner, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hassett, who is Associate Commissioner for Outreach for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy is here today to talk to us about the various insurance issues that folks are having. And I'm sure that cost is definitely going to come up. So, Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me again today, Bill.
Thank you. I appreciate it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar and haven't caught your interviews with me, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Insurance Administration?
Sure. So the Maryland Insurance Administration is a state agency, and we are the state agency that regulates all of the insurance companies that do business in the state of Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we make sure that the insurance companies comply with all of Maryland laws. We make sure that the products that they sell, all the insurance policies, are in compliance with the laws. And we make sure that the way that they handle claims are done in accordance with Maryland laws. And it's for all types of insurance, your automobile, your homeowners, renters, health insurance, and life insurance.
Great. And your job is to make everything work, right?
Well, not so much. My job really is, the unit that I oversee is the Consumer Education and Advocacy Unit. And our primary mission is to try to help consumers understand their insurance policies and make certain that if they have an issue or a problem with an insurance company, they know where to go and how to get assistance from the Maryland Insurance Administration.
How can someone get in touch with you in the MIA?
So there are various ways. The easiest way is to give us a call on our phone number, which is 1-800-492-6116. Once again, that's 1-800-492-6116. Or they can go to our website, which is insurance.maryland.gov, G-O-V.
Thank you. Let's talk about recent issues and problems in insurance. And I'm sure the one thing that you are definitely hearing about is the rising cost of insurance.
Yes. And I can tell you, because my unit goes out and we are at the libraries, the MVAs, and various events. And one of the primary things that consumers raise with us is how much their auto insurance costs are rising. And what I'd like to do is just take a minute and explain why they are having rate increases with auto insurance.
Please.
So basically, the prices of everything, as we all know, have been going up. And that prices of goods have been going up. And people have probably noticed if they've tried to buy either a used or a new car recently, the prices for those things have been going up. Or if they've had to get their car repaired, the price for that has been going up. So basically, those prices and those raising costs are reflected in our automobile insurance rates. So if a person were to have an accident, let's say 10 years ago, the cost to repair your vehicle would have been less than it is right now.
Yeah.
So just like that cost has been going up, your auto insurance rates have increased to reflect that. The parts that are now used to repair vehicles, I mean, all of these new vehicles have all of these fancy things on them. And that's great, but those things cost more. And if you're in an accident and you've got one of those sensors in your bumper, and that has to be replaced, then you're going to be paying more for a new bumper.
Yeah, I saw an amazing thing, Joy. Let me interrupt you a second.
Uh-huh.
In an article yesterday, front page of the Washington Post, drivers squeezed as insurance costs soar. They mentioned that some cars now have 8 airbags. Airbags.
So I mean, that's phenomenal. Yeah.
Then they have to be replaced.
Absolutely.
It's phenomenal, and the number of parts that are in a car now.
And that stuff costs more money.
Yeah.
And then, I hate to say it, but it seems to me, and maybe it's just me, but everybody now that's on the highway, they seem to be driving a lot faster. So the accidents that people are in are more severe. So instead of having a small fender bender, we're seeing that the types and the cost for those accidents are going up. So
yeah.
That also is reflective in the auto insurance raising prices.
Everybody that drives can attest to the fact that the average speeds must be going higher.
Yeah.
Must be higher.
So I guess then the next thing that I tell people is there are a few things that you can do to try to handle the cost. So let's just acknowledge that the costs are going to increase, but there are a few things that you can do to maybe not have such a large rate increase. So first, start by looking at your existing policy. Make sure that on your existing policy, if you now are working at home and not driving as much, make sure your insurance company knows that, because a lot of the insurance companies give discounts for driving fewer miles. Also, different insurance companies have other discounts. Make sure you're taking advantage of all of those. And then if you still feel as if, gosh, I'm still paying too much, shop around. And when I tell people, when you're shopping around, make sure you're comparing apples to apples. Take your existing declaration page and ask another company for a comparison rate based off exactly what you are paying for insurance now. And if you go to our website, that's insurance.maryland.gov, you'll find some of these tips on how to save money, as well as you'll find basically a rate comparison guide that allows you to compare the rates of all of the insurance companies. And that may help you save some money on your existing policy.
Okay, great. Thank you. Could you address, and I know you've talked about it on this show before, but could you address the concerns of a lot of city residents that they are paying more for things like car insurance than folks that live in the counties?
And so what I tell people is the insurance rates are based on you, the consumer, your driving history, the accidents and whatnot that you have, but it's also based on where you live. If, in fact, where you live, there's more traffic, there are more people that have accidents, or that your vehicle is more likely to get broken into. And so, yes, there are places in the city where all of that is the case, but there are also places in the county where that's the case.
Yeah.
So it's not based on this person lives in the city. It's based on the factors and how much insurance companies pay out for accidents or theft in a particular location.
Yeah, and if folks' average income is lower, then there's more of a tendency, I think, to, and you probably agree, to file for a small fender bender rather than paying for it out of pocket.
Well, I mean, and that's the case. And when I, one of the other things that people need to think about is their deductible. So because the deductible is also a factor in your rates. So if you have a relatively high, a $500 or $1,000 deductible, then your rates are going to be less than somebody who has a $250 deductible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, all of that plays into how much you're paying for your insurance. And you just need to be mindful, if your damage to your vehicle is the same amount as your deductible or very close to that amount and you're not going to be getting any money back for the, from the insurance company, is it truly worth it to file a claim? Because also just remember that the more claims you file, not only are you going to pay more for your premium, that also is going to feasibly be a way for the insurance company to cancel you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. These are very wise words from someone who has been dealing with this for a number of years. How long have you been at the Insurance Administration, Joy?
It'll be 30 years in December.
Wow. Needless to say, needless to ask you, but nowadays with folks having, with some folks having questions about our government agencies, the Maryland Insurance Administration does an awful lot of research and work on these rate settings. Would you agree?
We do. Well, what we do is we do not set the rate. Insurance companies are allowed to charge amounts provided that they can provide actuarial justification for those rates. So they have to give us information to justify their losses and their claims payments. But provided that they can provide that justification, the law allows them to charge those rates. And what we want to make sure of is that the rates are not discriminatory, but we also want to make sure that they're charging enough money so that when the consumer does have a claim, that the insurance company can pay that claim. Because the last thing any of us want to do is to file a claim and the insurance company not have enough money to pay that claim.
Yeah, because that's happened.
Oh, absolutely. We in Maryland have been fortunate that we really haven't had, because we are so rigorous to make sure that insurance companies collect enough premium, we haven't had that issue. But we have seen all across the country where insurance companies go out of business because they are not collecting enough premium.
And that they are not offering certain types of insurance.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen that in California and in Florida. And I'm just very happy to know that we've not seen that as a major issue here in Maryland.
Great. Thank you. Unfortunately, though, Joy, we are out of time. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being our guest today.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me. I'm always happy to try to help Marylanders with any insurance issues that they may have.
Thank you again. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for the Consumer Education and Advocacy Unit of the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.